Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 38, What You Resist Persists. Resistance shows up in many ways. Carl Jung, a Swiss psychologist, has been credited for the phrase, what you resist persists. Have you ever noticed that no matter how much you avoid, hide from, or pretend something doesn't exist, it continually shows up in your life in some form or another? This resistance shows up because you are not accepting what is current reality, accepting what is. Resistance shows up as suffering, that avoidance of pain. You may become angry or resentful because you want something to be different than what you currently have. This frustration occurs because of the experience it's not just because of the experience you've had. It is how you label the story of that experience, what you believe to be true. Whatever you are resisting means you're opposing or against it from occurring. The things that we really need or lessons we need to learn in our lives are usually what we are resisting. An area in my life I face resistance when it comes to physical activity is yoga. Many of my friends tell me that resistance means I should do more of it. I have attended 3 classes on 3 different occasions, different instructors. I do not enjoy yoga. And every time they say that to me, I'm like, Deb, you need to be open. Each time it does get better. I actually stayed for a full class the last time. And what I've noticed is that my mind is moving with ideas percolating at any given time. And I am challenged with slowing down my mind to match my body's positioning. I see myself as a person of endurance. And that is probably why I enjoy triathlons and running more than I enjoy yoga. With triathlons, I enjoy focusing on the discipline at hand and streamlining the transition to move on to the next activity. Whereas with yoga, I have to focus on slowing down my mental processes to match the movement of my body, and that I feel that there's this misalignment. I just don't feel right. It feels very awkward. I have decided to give yoga another chance, and perhaps instead of a class, I might create my own environment with the use of video or maybe even an app on my phone. But you got to consider when you have these feelings that they're transient. They come and go, and they only have meaning when we attach to that feeling or give it our attention. The more you focus on what you don't want, the more you'll get just that and wonder why it keeps showing up in your life. I want you to stop for a moment and think about the things in your life that you are resisting. This resistance is zapping your spirit and enthusiasm. You may feel discouraged and frustrated. The resistance that you are feeling, such as hanging on to old anger or resentment, or holding off on a difficult conversation because you hope things will get better or someone will change, is actually holding you back. You may be holding on to comments from family members that still bother you today. Resistance occurs because you believe something different should occur, which involves change to get a different outcome. What really needs to change is not everyone around us, but recognizing our own blind spots to a situation, and maybe even doing a self-check on our attitude to change. You can't change other people. But you can change how you respond to a situation, and instead of reacting, you can respond to it. There are some people in your life that you may realize are not people you want to hang out with regularly. They are people who are discouraging you from going after your dreams and putting you down and telling you that you're not enough. You need to believe in yourself. What are you resisting right now? What have you been putting off doing? When you make a decision to play a bigger game, you will notice an increase in resistance. These obstacles are there to test you and challenge you. You have a choice to work through them, because on the other side of that obstacle is achievement of your goal or dream. Quit playing the should have game. I should have done this and I should have done that. Quit shooting on yourself. Being yourself does not help you move through beating yourself up. Does not help you move through resistance. Most people are unaware of what they are resisting until they stop and take stock of what might be limiting them. Persistence is what's going to help you push through any resistance that you're feeling. Resistance often occurs because of fear. You need to understand where your fear is coming from to truly understand what you resist, persist. What if fear is coming up as resistance for you? Are you afraid of failure, success, rejection, change, uncertainty, or the unknown? Exposing yourself or being vulnerable? How about moving on to the next level where you say you really want to be? You can be afraid of that. What you can start doing to help you move through this resistance is to acknowledge and be aware that you are facing resistance. Feel that feeling that comes up for you as you face it. Identify, where is this fear coming from? Is your fear that you weren't consulted? Is your fear due to lack of communication? Is it that you do not understand why change needs to occur in the first place? Is it because you need more information? Let go of what you are resisting. And I know sometimes that feels easier said than done. But the sooner you're able to let go of what you're resisting and be able to move through it, you will start to see change. These fears are not necessarily bad. They are acting as signals for you to go within and reflect on what you're thinking and what you're feeling. The universe has a strange way of ensuring that events continue to occur until you learn the lesson. Accept where you are in this present moment. It does not mean that you're going to be in this space forever, especially if this is not where you would like to be. Start taking action steps and persisting through obstacles focused on what you want to achieve. Hold yourself to high standards to ensure your expectations of yourself are realistic. Your goal and dream are waiting for you. And I want you to see this resistance as a gift for you to tap into your potential that's on the other side of that fear. There is so much more to you that you even give yourself credit for. Other people may see it, but you have not seen it yet. Start visualizing that person of who you want to be on the other side of that fear. It will empower you and it will help you push through any resistance that you get. I want to thank you for joining us on today's episode, What You Resist Persists. We would love for you to subscribe to our Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download, 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I am going to create a downloadable for you to help you use these questions and move through what you're resisting. It is really important to me as a coach and a speaker and author, but mainly as a coach, to help you recognize where your resistance is coming from. How is it holding you back from actually achieving the life and business that you want to create? I want to thank you again for joining us on the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. We would love for you to share this with your friends. Do you know someone who's resisting right now? By sharing this podcast with them, you are going to help make a difference. You're going to help them move through and recognize those fears and help them let go of what could be holding them back from realizing their full potential. you can be the key to that change. I'd love for you also to give us a 5-star rating, write us a review. Tell us how this podcast has been impacting you, because you are who I do it for. This has been my pleasure of talking to you about resistance, because I know you're going to persist. You're going to do great things. And as Gandhi said, go out and be the change you see in the world. So greatness exists within you. I want you to grab the download. Go to our website, grab the show notes at themillionairewoman.com/podcasts. We look forward to having you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.